Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." So some of the disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? And because I'm going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." This is the that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn, but the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus at that time was telling his disciples, "Don't worry, even when he was down the cross, they must suffer, but he will rise again on the third day." Of course, the disciples didn't understand, but today we understand. For the gospel, you know that Jesus died on the cross, and 3 days he was risen. And today, he lives in us. He blesses us with his Holy Word, with his body and blood. So we are really blessed by the Lord. He prepared us to face the trial of life. To follow Jesus is not just something you don't have to do anything. You have to carry your own cross. That means you have to do your own will of God. Only you can carry this cross. At times we are comparing ourselves with others, we are judging, we are complaining. Jesus will tell you, "I love you. I want to share my joy with you. But since you follow me, you follow my footstep, my footpath." My footpath is step by step doing the will of God the Father. It's not easy. Otherwise, Jesus won't cry out after the Last Supper in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, Father, leave this cup away from me." It's this cup of sorrow, of darkness. But then he said, "It's not my will, but your will be done upon me." So we ask Jesus to give us the strength to follow him, like him, everything, Father, whatever I do is your will. It's not easy, but Jesus will give us the grace. What's impossible for men is possible for God. Ask and be given. So ask Jesus this special grace that you can do well every day, every moment, every present moment, to do the will of God. No matter you are cooking or studying or walking or sleeping, all the moments, just open heart. Jesus is with us. This is our sense of joy. Joy doesn't mean everything is perfect. Joy means Jesus is together with us, to suffer together with us today. he really carry your own cross. But still you have to admit this is your cross. And every time just entrust God, I give you my cross. Please help me to carry it. Jesus wants us to have joy in life. This joy doesn't come from nothing to do. Joy means with this trust together with Christ, carry our little cross for the sake of humanity, for the salvation of all humanity. We share the pain of Jesus, the pain of the cross, so that his life becomes our life, so that whatever we live is not our life, it's the life of Christ, life of the church. We are the body of Christ. We suffer together, we offer together, but also we be joyful together because Jesus in our midst. No matter the time is good or not good, Jesus will never leave us. This is our joy. Tell Jesus we love him. We want to follow him every day, every present moment.